There will be difficult days ahead. But as we move forward with our transition, I'm confident that Afghan forces will grow stronger. The Afghan people will take control of their future.
It was a bit of future and past yesterday as the president made a surprise visit to Afghanistan. He noted the one-year anniversary of the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. He signed a strategic partnership agreement with the Afghan government, committing American aid for another 10 years after the last soldier leaves. He noted that American troops are scheduled to depart Afghanistan at the end of 2014. After signing the strategic partnership agreement, the president addressed troops at Bagram Air Base.
The reason that the Afghans have an opportunity for a new tomorrow is because of you. And the reason America is safe is because of you.
Joining us this morning is Michael Semple, fellow at the Carr Center for Human Rights at the Kennedy School of Government. Michael Semple, good morning.
Hello there. How are you?
First of all, the symbolic significance of this speech, this is a transitional moment. Does it mark the beginning of the end of the conflict in Afghanistan, or is this just stamping pretty much a set of milestones that we already knew were in place?
It marks the process of moving to another stage of the conflict, not actually the end of the conflict. This marks the move away from having a large U.S. army on the ground in Afghanistan to a situation where there will be fewer U.S. troops there, but probably fighting will still go on.
You know, the president went in under cover of darkness. There was a large security presence, as there always is, but in a sense, he's not talking to the people of Afghanistan. And, you know, as much of a strategic partnership as this was very much a speech for the folks back home.
The speech was definitely directed at the U.S. population, trying to reassure them that the end is in sight. But the trip that the president undertook was also directed at Afghans, both Afghans who've been with the government and those who are fighting against them, to try and reassure them that although most of the U.S. Army will be leaving over the next couple of years, that there is going to be some kind of enduring U.S. commitment, and that it may be sufficient to prop up the setup in Kabul.
Although we spoke with individuals in Afghanistan, young activists and the like, civilians who express a sense of bitterness in that very little, except for the military relationship, has really emerged over the last 10 years. There's been very little education, less investment in infrastructure than they had imagined. Do you think that will change, or will this sense of bitterness and unmet sort of goals really characterize this relationship over the next 10 years?
I'm not surprised at that sense of bitterness, and I was certainly there on the ground at the end of 2001 when all of this started, and those were days of great hopes that Afghanistan should have been transformed after what already then seemed like a long conflict. The problem is that whereas everybody at that stage hoped that the fighting would end, it didn't end. It picked up again, and Afghanistan has been locked in a conflict, and the U.S. has been fighting that war. As there seems to be a significant risk, the conflict continues, becomes a bit more of a civil war rather than an intervention by the U.S. and an insurgency against it, then unfortunately Afghans will not be able to develop their country, and the U.S. will be locked in supporting their security forces rather than supporting their schools.
One unmistakable civilian sentiment that we heard this morning talking to people in Afghanistan was that there is a hope that war might finally be coming to an end. And of course, from the Afghan perspective, we're not just talking about 10 years, we're talking about upwards of 35 years of war. Do you sense that that hope is realistic?
It's certainly there, and I know plenty of people, myself included, who are trying to work for that. But I don't think any of us have any illusions. It's not the most likely outcome. The president also referred to it in his speech. He said that, there is a chance for reconciliation. But the point is that the U.S. has got its own pressing concerns, and they're not able to bank on it, which is why what they're banking on is a security solution, and what they're trying to do is to throw in some reconciliation efforts alongside it.
So, Michael Semple, and we're speaking to you as a fellow at the Carr Center for Human Rights at the Kennedy School of Government, just reminding people of that. you're telling me something that is very disheartening. You're suggesting that the near-term future for Afghanistan may not be more stability, but possibly less stability as U.S. troops withdraw by 2014. And if you look across the border in Pakistan, the relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan, if anything, has gotten worse over the last 10 years. What have we gotten for this commitment more than a decade? America's longest war here.
One of the reasons that the president was under pressure, or indeed that he put his own team under pressure to come up with the partnership deal that he signed in Afghanistan was indeed because things are going quite badly with the relationship with Pakistan. Sort of in a sense, in a reaction to that, it's been important for the U.S. to sign a deal with Afghanistan. What the U.S. has got out of this has been an opportunity to hit back against al-Qaeda. And, you know, you've heard all the statements over the past few days about how the organization which carried out the attacks on the U.S. in 2001, it has been weakened. Even that problem has not been completely solved because they are still in the field, and that's one of the reasons why, as the U.S. withdraws its large army, it wants to leave some special forces in the field so that they can try and prevent al-Qaeda expanding again.
Finally, maybe it's just me, but the one-year anniversary of the Osama bin Laden raid seems like 5 years ago. Why does it seem, and I think this is reflected in campaign rhetoric to a certain extent, why does it seem like that event is much less of a milestone today than it seemed like at the time?
Well, because we were all told that this campaign was about al-Qaeda and it was about the hit back and the fight back against them. And so, of course, there was a slightly naive hope that once bin Laden was off the scene, that things would wind down. However, like so many conflicts, the conflict in Afghanistan is a very complex one with lots of different actors fighting for all sorts of different reasons. Bin Laden is removed from the scene, and then you're still left with an Afghan civil war. And this is the trouble, that the United States may go home, and instead of leaving a stable Afghanistan, which we'd all hoped for, they may leave an Afghanistan which reverts to a civil war.
Michael Semple, a fellow at the Carr Center for Human Rights at the Kennedy School of Government. We reached him in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Michael Semple, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.